The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahigh Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the Internet. Before I go any further, a happy Martin Luther Day. Make that a Martin Luther King Jr. Day to you all in Blue Devil Nation, again, wherever you may reside. I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, it's coming up quickly, March the 28th. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds set to start at 5 o'clock. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. And this gives you an ample opportunity to support Walla Walla High School Athletics by way of a table sponsorship, by way of an individual ticket, by way of purchasing a live or silent auction item. All of that and more going to be going on March the 28th at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. More information can be obtained by contacting Big Blue Boosters or Walla Walla High School. Our broadcast location presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy, 4 West Main Street in Walla Walla. And our pregame show is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And this evening we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at the Wahigh Gym, where the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams will be playing host to Chiawana to kick off the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference basketball action. Three-point field goals, as you all know, presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And speaking of three-point field goals, our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones for every three-point make by the Blue Devil boys and girls this season. That dynamic duo of George and Chase Hessler will donate $10 to Big Blue Boosters. Our quarters tonight will be presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Rose Street in College Place. Its email address is wwdailygrind@gmail.com. And our baselines and sidelines are brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank. Substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we are happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And as you all know, our halftime report, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. During the course of that Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report, we will feature halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And as you all know, our postgame shows this season, presented by our good friend and Big Blue booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during that postgame show, presented by Chevelle Construction, we will feature our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game, and final statistics presented by, you guessed it, our good friends and Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. The Wahai Blue Devil girls coming into play tonight with a bit of a bounce in their step after a couple of wins last weekend. The Lady Blue Devils went on the road last Friday and upset the Richland Bombers at Art Daywall Gym by a score of 40-33 and followed it up with a 59-31 victory over Pasco in the Wahai Gym last Saturday. The Wahai boys, in the meantime, snapping a five-game league losing streak last Saturday. The Blue Devils defeated Pasco by a final count of 64-49 after losing last Friday in Richland to an incredible Bomber basketball team by a final score of 100-53. During the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show, we'll have starting lineups for you, presented by Todd Kimball. Also going to have a Coach's Corner interview with Wahai girls basketball coach Mike Clark during the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. And coming up next, a player profile interview. That's presented by our good friend, Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We'll have that player profile interview for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues on this Friday night, right after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC2 at 102.3 FM.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
KGDC Walla Walla. Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. We are delighted to be joined by freshman Raylynn McNeil for our player profile segment this time around. And Raylynn, you were a swinger in the Wahigh basketball program, play a little JV, suit up for varsity. I want to first talk about what a fabulous season it has been so far for the Baby Devils, the junior varsity, as we speak, 10-1. Now, as we look back on the first 11 games, is there a game or games that stand out to you at all from the standpoint of a night where you guys put it all together?
I would say our most recent game, Richland, we were down by quite a bit going into the second half, and I think our halftime talk was really well. We talked over things that we can improve on, and then we went out there in the third quarter and we implied all the things we talked about, and it was just really great that we did what we said we were going to do, and we ended up winning that game.
And as I recall, last Friday night at Art Daywall Gym, I entered the gym and I saw that the Baby Bombers were up 13-2, but then the Blue Devils kept chipping away, chipping away, chipping away. Next thing you know, the Blue Devils have themselves a double-figure victory. Now, I also recall the game at Kennewick, where it was a bit of a slow start. It was a bit of a stalemate, if you will, after one quarter. But then in the second quarter, you look up at the scoreboard again, the Blue Devils are up 26-10. So what are the things that the Blue Devils are bringing to the table such that one second it's a tight game and in the next second there's a double-digit lead?
I think our energy just got a lot, like, every time we go on the road we start off slow, I feel, and like once we come back after halftime or whenever we're down in the first quarter, it's kind of hard, but then we just talk about the easy things that we can do if like your shot's not on or like something, so then you just have a lot of energy and like have fun out there. When you're having fun, I feel like you can really impact the game in different ways. And then our rebounding, I feel like we rebounded a lot to change the game.
And as far as the varsity, an opportunity to suit up for the varsity, you know, you never know when your number is going to be called, but what are some of the things that you could bring to the varsity level, you know, transferring them from JV up to varsity?
I think just giving your all, Mike always says, play as hard as you can for as long as you can. And then I think just when I get the chance to go out there, I'll just do it. I can help impact the team, so whether that's like going for loose balls, really like just having a lot of energy and don't give up for the time that I'm out there.
Well, you also had an opportunity to shine in another sports arena, if you will, another sports venue. More specifically, this past fall, you participated on the soccer team. And as I recall, you have a couple of your basketball teammates that participated in soccer as well. And if I'm not mistaken, it was a very, very nice season. Talk about that fall campaign.
Yeah, we had a really good season. It was a great freshman season for me. I was surrounded by really great players, and they all helped me navigate through my first year. And every game was just super fun to go out there and play with all these new people that I really love, and it's just a great time.
Now, as far as the spring is concerned, there is the possibility you might participate in track and field. Is it one of those maybe, maybe not type things?
Yeah. I'm not too sure yet.
Well, now, if you did participate in track and field, is there a particular event or events that you would participate in?
I would do the 100, 200. I feel like trying hurdles would be fun, and I'd like to do long jump.
Well, perhaps it's in your future. Perhaps it's not in your future. Now, if not track and field, could you see yourself perhaps playing softball or not?
No, it's not my thing. It's not my favorite.
Oh, fair enough. But as far as the fall, I suspect you're going to stay with soccer, or perhaps would you move from the soccer pitch to the volleyball court?
I would stay with soccer. I really had a great time this season, and I'm excited for next year.
Well, we certainly wish you and your teammates all the best the rest of this 2025-26 season, Raylynn. We thank you very, very much for joining us for our player profile segment. And if it's meant to be this spring, who knows? We might see you at a track meet or two this spring. And thank you again very, very much for your time. And our player profile, as you all know, in Blue Devil Nation, presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Mike Clark, a good week for the Wahai girls basketball team this past week, especially on the weekend, too. Mid-Columbia Conference victories. The Blue Devils kick off the weekend on Friday by upsetting the Richland Bombers at Art DeWall Gym.
Yeah, it was a big win for us. We had had a couple games where we hadn't performed as well as we'd like to. And going into Richland, it's a tough place to play, especially for my freshmen. You know, it's a different environment. It's a different feel. And I was so proud of my girls. They stuck to the game plan so well. We come out in the first quarter, we get layups and free throws, and we're running great offense. And we didn't make a lot of those. We didn't start off very well from the field, but our defense was just really good. Lucy Billingsley played Davis kind of the whole night, held her to 2 points. That was huge. Delilah Franson played their little point guard. It was a really good point guard. And she kept her in control. And then we had multiple girls, Molly Franklin, Shayla Creason, all guarded their number three. And she's a good shooter, and she made some threes, but I think she was 3 for 15 or something like that. We really made her scoot back, take deeper threes, and she faded away on a lot because we had a hand in her face. So it was just a really good team effort.
I think it was the kind of game where if people like defense, Art DeWall Gym was the place to be.
Yeah, our defense is kind of the key for us. We're not going to outscore a lot of teams, so we've got to get it done on the defensive end, and we were really good that night. You're going to have a few miscommunications, and that's going to happen, but they didn't get any kind of flow for the whole game consistently.
And at times, there might have been a lot of spit and polish, but at the end, glitz and glamour.
That's right. I mean, that's what it's all about. The end of the night, the scoreboard was in our favor. And the other thing, I thought our freshmen really, really came in and played well. And, you know, I played a couple girls who hadn't played that much varsity, but I think they're going to help us down the road. So I got to get them in some games so that they can help us down the road.
40-33 was the final count of that game on Friday night. The Wahigh Blue Devil girls defeating the Richland Bombers, Class 3A defeating Class 4A. And then on Saturday in the Wahigh gym, the Blue Devils followed up that win at Richland with a 59-31 triumph over Class 4A Pasco.
Yeah, it was a good win. The biggest thing that I told the girls in pregame was the win on Friday night wouldn't mean anything if we didn't take care of business on Saturday night. And that was my whole motto to them, is don't let down. And we came out and kind of controlled the Pasco game from the get-go. And I never felt like Pasco was really in it. The score wasn't really bad in the first quarter, but I felt like we were getting everything we wanted and they were taking tough shots. So I was pleased that we came out on Saturday and did what we were supposed to do.
And contributions from many of the Lady Blue Devils.
Yeah, I think we had 9 or 10 girls score. I think everybody but one girl scored, and so that was fun. Everybody got lots of playing time. It was a good night to be a Blue Devil.
And even if said individual did not score, still some contributions along the way.
Absolutely. Everybody came in and played well. And I think, like I said, after the game, it was just good for our freshmen to get some minutes and good for them to get some experience.
Now a big challenge upcoming on Friday night in the Wahigh gym to begin the second round of Mid-Columbia Conference play. The Blue Devils playing host to Chiawana.
Yeah, Chiawana's really good. I mean, they're the best team in our league. They're ranked in the state rankings. I thought that one time they were one, but I'm not sure exactly where they are. But they're really good. They can really shoot it. He does a good job coaching them, and they're a challenge for us.
Yes, indeed. An outstanding coach is Gary Jonas, DeSales High School graduate. Just thought I'd throw that in because I am a DeSales High School graduate. But you kind of wondered what Chiawana was going to be all about in the post-Malia Rood era, but it's as if they haven't missed a beat.
Yeah, the two Maldonado girls are really good. The senior, she's signed at Central, so she's good. And her sister might be better. She's a better shooter. I think they had 7 girls who hit threes against us the first time around. So they're a challenge. They're fast. They pass the ball well. They play aggressive defense. Gary does a really good job with them, and they're a well-rounded team.
And she's going to Central, and guess where I graduated from? Central Washington. Boy, what a great coach's corner this has been, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt.
All the alma maters.
Without a doubt. Now we just need somebody to go to Walla Walla Community College and it would be a clean sweep from my standpoint. But in any event, that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls ready to take on the undefeated Chiawana Riverhawks here in just a few minutes. We now continue our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Chiawana Riverhawks, as announced by DeSales graduate Gary Jonas, at guard, Kaylee Maldonado, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a freshman. At guard, Emily Thompson, 5 feet 4 inches tall and a junior. At guard, Chloe Clyde, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a freshman. At guard, Bailey Maldonado, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a senior. And at forward, Gianna Medalez, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. Starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Mike Clark, Molly Franklin at guard, 5 feet 5 inches tall and a freshman. Shayla Creason at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. Lucy Billingsley at guard, 5 feet 6 inches tall and a senior. At a guard slash post, Delilah Franzen, 5 feet 10 inches tall and a junior. And at post, Corinne Hayes, 6 feet tall and a senior. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. Next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The Mid-Columbia Conference standings coming into play this weekend. The top 4A team, the Chiawana Riverhawks, 9-0 in the conference, 12-0 overall. Also at the 4A level, the Richland Bombers, 6-3. Kamiakin is 5-4. Pasco is 2-7. Hanford is 1-8. On the 3A side of the ledger, what a tremendous year it has been for the Southridge Lady Suns, leading the 3A ranks with a 7-2 conference record. Kennewick is close behind at 6-3. Hermiston is 5-4. The Blue Devils come in tonight 4-5 in conference play. And bringing up the rear, the expansion, if you will, Sageview Lobos with a conference record of 0-9. We'll be back to the Wahai Gym after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at KGDCRadio.com.
And back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show by giving you the Mid-Columbia Conference schedule for this Friday night, along with this contest, this doubleheader, hitting Chiawana against Wahai. Other Mid-Columbia Conference doubleheaders this evening will feature Hanford at Sageview, Kennewick hosting at Southridge, Kamiakin is at Richland, and Hermiston is playing host to Pasco. And that's going to do it for our pregame show this evening. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. We'll be back to the Wahai Gym to get this contest underway. The Wahai Blue Devil girls playing host to Chiawana. We'll be back after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters, 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan?
It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back once again at the Wawhite Gym, Roy Elia coming to you for our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wawhite Blue Devil girls about to oppose the Chiawana Riverhawks. But first things first, from the Wawhite Gym, here is our national anthem. And now the Wawhite fight song. And our first quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wawhite athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. In earlier action this evening, both the Wawhite boys and girls at junior varsity teams victorious. We do have a one score to pass along. The Wawhite boys JV, a 41-point second half in their win over Chiawana, a final score of 63-53. Chiawana controls the opening tip, and we are underway at 5:48
on this Friday night. Delighted to have you with us. And here is a turnover near side. Lucy Billingsley with a quick steal. Took the ball away from Bailey Maldonado. Corinne Hayes far side. Between the rings to Billingsley. Chiawana opening up in a lady-to-lady defense. Billingsley on the dribble. Far side to Creason. Shayla looking inside for Corinne Hayes. Tries to save from going out of bounds and saved it right to Metalez of Chiawana. Now driving the far side, going into the lane, laying the ball up and in very easily is Chloe Clyde. And a steal in the backcourt. Here's a short jumper put up near side, up and good on the wing by Bailey Maldonado. And it's 4-0 in favor of Chiawana. Pass near side to Franzen. Franzen, far side to Creason. Bounce it inside, nobody's home except Chiawana. Here is Maldonado stopping on the far side. Stopped at the high post. Gets it on the wing for a three-pointer that is in and out. No good. A heartbreak for Metalez. Rebound, though, is deflected to Chiawana. Taken by Kaylee Maldonado. And her put back in the lane is good. And just that quickly, Chiawana up 6-0. 6:40 and counting left in the first quarter. Near side here is Franzen. Shot in deep on the left-hand side. Rattles in and out. Rebound off to Franklin. Her putback is off the glass. Gets it out front to Franzen. Good hustle on the part of Molly Franklin. Far side, here's Billingsley for three. It's in and out. No good. Rebound off to Franzen. Near side to Franklin. Good hustle by the Blue Devils. 6-0 Chiawana. 6:18 and counting left in the first quarter. Billingsley with a basketball. Passing the near side to Creason. Bounce it in for Corinne Hayes. The ball knocked away and taken by Chiawana. And a foul is going to be called on Corinne Hayes as she bumped Emily Thompson, who looked to negotiate out of the backcourt. Chiawana to inbound along the Washington Trust Bank sideline. Backcourt. Ball into Thompson. Dribble to the far side, hand it off to Metalez. She'll bring it out between the rings. Far side to Maldonado. Bailey with a basketball. Three on the way. Is off the rim, no good. And the rebound off to Corinne Hayes. Hayes looking for someone to pass to. Has the ball knocked away, but it's taken in the backcourt by Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley on the dribble near side, and she is going to be fouled near side by Chloe Clyde. Clyde guarding her tightly, but too tightly. Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lucy Billingsley to get the basketball in, loops it in for Corinne Hayes. Hayes at the high post near side in the lane for Franzen. The ball knocked away and taken by Chiawana. Thompson passing the front court. The ball is taken by Maldonado. Bounce it in the middle of the lane to Clyde. She is tied up by Shayla Creason. A nice play on the part of Shayla Creason. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on the alternating possession. Chiawana turns the basketball over. And they'll put up backcourt pressure, as per usual. Here is Corinne Hayes. Bounce it on the near side to Billingsley. Billingsley passing the far side. A bad pass taken by Chiawana. Maldonado with the deflection going to the other end and having a lay-in blocked out of bounds by Franklin is Clyde. Chiawana to inbound on the baseline in front court. 5:20 left in the first quarter. Chiawana 6. The Blue Devils no score. Again, delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Friday night. And here is a three from the near corner, up and good for Metalez. 9-0 Chiawana, not quite 3 minutes into the first quarter. Creason near side, lost control, recovers. Will bounce it to Billingsley, and Billingsley near side is tied up by Kaylee Maldonado. Alternating possession favors Chiawana. The Blue Devils turn it over. Bailey Maldonado in possession of the basketball for the Riverhawks. On the dribble. Angles far side. Blows by everybody. Left-handed lay-in up and good. That was too easy. As she coasted down the far side for two, and it's 11-0 in favor of Chiawana. Near side Creason, high post to Franklin, has the ball knocked away. It's recovered by Hayes. Hayes into the lane, throws up a runner. It's off the back of the rim, and the rebound off to Maldonado. Bailey out of the backcourt on the dribble. Past the far side, Kaylee Maldonado along the baseline. Gets by Franklin, puts the ball up, missed it. Short-armed it a little bit, and the rebound off to Lucy Billingsley. She is double-teamed in the backcourt, needs help. Loops it far side to Corinne Hayes. Hayes, front court on the dribble, far side, has the ball knocked away and stolen by Clyde. Clyde near side to Maldonado, pulls up for a jumper near side. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound comes off to Clyde, and Clyde lays the ball up and in. getting uglier and uglier by the second. 13-0 Chiawana. We're just inside of 4 minutes left first quarter. Creason near side. Shot on the way, no good. Off the rim, and the rebound off to Kaylee Maldonado. Maldonado into the front court on the dribble against Molly Franklin. Hits by Franklin, throws up a runner near side, missed it. Offensive rebound taken. Shot put up, an air ball down to the low block by Clyde, and the rebound off to Franklin. Bounce it far side to Corinne Hayes. Loops it on the near side to Franklin. Franklin into the front court, pass near side to Creason. Creason off to Molly Franklin on the near wing. Just under 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Looping pass inside for Franzen, and Franzen is fouled from behind by Medelez. Couple of substitutions presented by Zip Zone Conoco for Chiawana. Raylan Foster into the ball game along with Maisley Wolf. And we have a full timeout called by the Blue Devils with 3:22 left in the first quarter. Chiawana 13, Wahai no score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Chiawana 13, Wahai no score. Midway through the opening quarter of this Mid-Columbia Conference girls basketball game. Scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. The Blue Devils in a dire predicament here in the first quarter. Blue Devils trailing 13-0. We have 3 minutes and 22 seconds remaining to be played in the first quarter of this contest. And out of the timeout period, the Blue Devils will inbound on the Washington Trust Bank baseline front court. Lucy Billingsley to inbound. Loops it high post to Franzen. In the far corner, Billingsley. Billingsley spin move far side on Thompson. Throws up a left-hander off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Thompson of Chiawana. Into the front court she comes. Down the far side. Going to bounce it inside for a shot put up off the rim by Maldonado. Kaylee is fouled on the play. And that foul is called on Corinne Hayes. Each team with two fouls, and Maldonado to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Here comes the first for Maldonado, who had an amazing game in the last meeting between these two teams. Zip Zone Conoco with substitutions. Julissa Martinez Bailon and Maddie Oliveris into the contest. To the sideline, Molly Franklin and Corinne Hayes. That foul just moments ago, the second on Corinne Hayes. The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws split by Kaylee Maldonado. Missed the first, made the second. Chiawana up 14-0. Julissa Martinez Bailon with a basketball. Dribbles to the far side on the wing. Between the rings to Oliveris. Oliveris will bounce it on the far side to Franzen. Franzen will get it inside for a shot put up and good by Corinne Hayes. Now I thought she checked out a moment ago. Apparently she did not, as Chiawana goes to the other end and gets a deuce. Maldonado with that two-pointer. And it's now 16-2 in favor of Chiawana. 2:27 and counting left in the first quarter. Pass to the near side, going to go by everybody. Billingsley tries to save going out of bounds. She cannot, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. The Blue Devils right now going with Delilah Franzen, Corinne Hayes, Maddie Oliveris, Julissa Martinez Bailon, and Lucy Billingsley. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. Here's Maldonado into the lane, gets it on the far side of Thompson. Three on the way from the wing is up and good.
2 minutes left in the first quarter. Chiawana 19, the Blue Devils 2. A pass by Hayes, deflected by Chiawana, taken by Bailey Maldonado. Bounce it inside for Thompson. She'll lay the ball up and in. 21-2 in favor of Chiawana. Martinez-Bailon in the backcourt to Hayes. Loops it near side for Franzen, off her hands, and ball taken by Chiawana. Another Blue Devil turnover. Here's Maldonado down the near side. Now it is on the wing for a three-point attempt by Foster that is off the rim, and the rebound off to Billingsley. Lucy out of the backcourt on the dribble, passing the near side to Franzen. Franzen, far side for Martinez-Bailon. It's over her head and out of bounds, and the Blue Devils turn the basketball over on an errant pass. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana. Makia Saldana has checked in, and Mia Salgado has checked in. 1:21 left in the first quarter. 21-2 in favor of Chiawana. Kaylee Maldonado with a basketball. Blue Devils in his own defense. A 2-3 look. And we got a timeout called by Chiawana with 1:09 left in the first. 21-2 Chiawana, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Last time the two teams met at Chiawana, middle of December, Chiawana won that game handily 72-38. And Chiawana may be on its way to another big win here tonight, leading the Wahia Blue Devils 21-2. We're in the final minute, time remaining first quarter. A three-point attempt out front. It's off the back of the rim for Kaylee Maldonado. A tie ball at the top of the key. Alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. And Chiawana will pick up in the backcourt. The ball in. Here's Corinne Hayes, near side to Julissa Martinez-Bailon. She's double-teamed on the far side, bouncing on the far side to Billingsley. Lucy Billingsley down the near side, and Billingsley is going to be fouled. A strong drive to the goal near side, and she is grabbed and fouled on the play by Mia Salgado. Lucy Billingsley to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. At the next dead ball, Shayla Creason, Molly Franklin will re-enter for the Blue Devils. A couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good for Lucy Billingsley. Creason in, Hayes out. 33 3/10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. So, in fact, it was Creason and not Hayes who exited the game earlier. Thought it might have been Corinne Hayes because she picked up two early fouls, but that not the case. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Billingsley is good, and she will check out of the ball game and be replaced by Molly Franklin. 21-4 in favor of Chiawana. 30 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Maldonado out of the backcourt on a slow dribble. With it on the near side is Wolf. Now they swing it to the far side to Maldonado. Kaylee going to be called for a travel. Got a little lackadaisical far side, and the unforced error will give the ball back to the Blue Devils with 15 and a half seconds remaining in quarter one. Pass into the front court, taken by Chiawana. Wolf gets inside, and a lay-in put up and good in transition. Pass inside going to Maldonado. Then she hits Salgado for an uncontested lay-in. And the Blue Devils will not get a shot off before the end of the first quarter. And after one, Chiawana 23, Wahai 4. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Eli coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. Chiawana 23, Wahai 4 is our score. Chiawana with the first possession of the second quarter. Near side Wolf with the basketball, gets it up top. Salgado sets for a three. This is off the back of the rim, no good, and a rebounding foul is going to be called on Chiawana. It is called on Wolf. Here, Leo with a foul. And the Blue Devils will inbound in the backcourt. Again, Chiawana picking up in the backcourt. Middle of the floor, Franzen. Lila down the far side. Stops in the low block. Has the ball knocked away. It's taken by Chiawana. Maldonado with a basketball. Haley on the far side. Three-pointer put up and missed on the far side by Makia Saldana. And here come the Blue Devils. Billingsley far side. Stops on the wing. Puts up a jumper. Missed it off the front of the rim. And the rebound off to Wolf of Chiawana. Far side to Bailey Maldonado. She'll stop in deep on the left-hand side. Loop a pass on the near side. Here is a three-pointer put up by Foster that is no good. And the rebound off to Molly Franklin. Now to Hayes. Pass in the front court. Far side to Franzen. Bouncing inside for Creason. Creason down in the low block. Friesen, a couple of spin moves, puts the ball up and in, ever so softly. 23-6 in favor of Chiawana. Deck the halls with a Blue Devil basket. She-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. Chiawana in possession of the basketball, going along the baseline. Putting one up and missing it is Foster. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana, and Makia Saldana is fouled. That foul is called on Delilah Franzen. Stepping to the stripe for Chiawana will be Makia Saldana for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. We're a minute and 28 seconds into the second quarter, 23-6, favor of Chiawana. First free throw bangs off the front of the rim, no good. Zip zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana. Thompson is back along with Clyde. Wolf checks out, along with Mia Salgado. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw coming for Saldana, and this one is good. Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution for Chiawana. Deanna Metalez in, and Saldana checks out. 24-6, Chiawana, and Chiawana picking up in the backcourt. Far side, Creason, middle of the floor to Franzen. Franzen near side to Franklin. Franklin pulls up for a jumper. It's off the back of the rim, just a little too strong. Rebound almost taken by Lucy Billingsley, but it's taken by Chiawana. Here's Thompson into the front court. Hits it on the near side. Wide open Foster for three from the near corner. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. Clyde's put back is no good. Rebound deflected far side by Franzen, and she saved it beautifully. Before it went out of bounds, a nice hustle play by Delilah as she threw the ball off of Bailey Maldonado. Might have been off her face and out of bounds. And the ball back to the Blue Devils on that hustle play. Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Julissa Martinez-Bylon has checked in for Lucy Billingsley. Hayes near side Franklin. Bounce it in the lane for Franzen. Near side Franklin on the wing to Martinez-Bylon. Up top to Corinne Hayes. She'll drive far side. Going to have her shot blocked and out of bounds. Far side by Clyde. The Blue Devils will retain with 17 on the shot clock. 5:55 left in the second quarter. 24-6 in favor of Chiawana. Blue Devils inbounding on the baseline. Presented by Washington Trust Bank. First, a timeout called by the Blue Devils. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The timeout period is over. Inbounds pass by the Blue Devils. Lost out of bounds by the Blue Devils. Wahai gives the ball back to Chiawana. Here is Thompson with the basketball, guarded by Shayla Creason. Far side, Meadowlands. She'll dribble out between the rings. Pass on the near side. Bailey Maldonado. Free throw line extended. Will dribble to the top of the key. Now back out front. Blue Devils in a 2-3 zone. Ball in the far corner to Meadowlands. She'll get it in deep. Now on the near side, Bailey Maldonado. Three on the way with 1 second on the shot clock. Is up and good near side. 27-6 in favor of Chiawana. Near side, Martinez Vailon with a basketball. Dribbles to the far side. Got a pick from Corinne Hayes. Still on the dribble is Julissa. 13 and counting on the shot clock. Bounce pass inside. Stolen by Chiawana. Taken by Thompson. Thompson will dribble to the far side. Nice defense in deep by Martinez Vailon. Gets it in the far corner for a three-pointer up and good by Deanna Medellins. 30-6 in favor of Chiawana. 4:39 and counting left in the second quarter. Corinne Hayes with the basketball. Dribbles to the far side, hands it off to Molly Franklin between the rings, to Julissa Martinez Bylon. Try to say that 10 times fast. Good luck if you try. Here is Creason on the dribble. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Far side, Creason almost tied up. 1 second on the shot clock. Franklin from the deep far corner. Puts one up off the top of the backboard, and the Blue Devils turn it over on a shot clock violation. Three substitutions, two for the Blue Devils, one for Chiawana. Kaylee Maldonado is back in for Chiawana. Into the Blue Devil lineup, Lainey Hand. I believe it was also Lucy Billingsley who re-entered. Billingsley out there with Franzen. Creason, Hand, and Franklin. Chiawana in possession. Here is Thompson. Into the lane. Bounce pass inside. Maldonado lays the ball up and in. Kaylee Maldonado with 7 points in the game, and it's 32-6 in favor of Chiawana, and that is your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Here's a pass in the front court deflected by Chiawana, taken by the Riverhawks. Going in for a lay-in up and good is Kaylee Maldonado. And Chiawana still pressing up by 28 points. And Billingsley at the midcourt line going to be fouled by Thompson. Fifth zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Makaya Lawyer checks in. She is in for Molly Franklin. Makaya Lawyer sporting a mask to protect her nose. Speaking to the training staff before the ball game, they said she's sore. That was about the extent of it. No further details were provided. Tie ball down in the low block. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils with 19 seconds on the shot clock, 3:19 on the game clock. 34-6 in favor of Chiawana. Pass out front to Delilah Franzen, far side to Hand. Lainey on the near side to Lawyer. Top of the key extended on the dribble. Shot clock down to 6. Here is Billingsley with 3 on the shot clock. Near side for Lawyer. And they're not going to get a shot off. Well, Lawyer tries to launch one from the midcourt area. And it's well short. And Chiawana gets the rebound. Now a transition basket for Chiawana as Maldonado hits Maldonado. Kaylee to Bailey for the deuce. 36-6 in favor of Chiawana. Billingsley front court between the rings to Lawyer. Lawyer against Thompson. Terminates the dribble. Bounce it to Creason. Creason far side between the rings to Lawyer. Double ace behind the back of the dribble. Top of the key. Far side to Creason. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Creason far baseline. Jumper on the way is good! Shayla Creason with a field goal. And quickly the other way, Chiawana responds with a lay-in from Clyde. Off a pass from the backcourt. Chiawana leads 38-8. 2:02 and counting left in the second quarter. Multiple substitutions at the next dead ball. Here is Lainey Hand in deep on the left-hand side. Bounce it inside. The ball is stolen by Bailey Maldonado. Maldonado near side. Stops, pops, hits near side over Creason. She has 7 in the game, 11 in the quarter. It's 40-8 in favor of Chiawana. 1:38 and counting left in the second quarter. Pass on the far side goes off the hand of Clyde. The ball will stay with the Blue Devils. Micaiah Lawyer checks out of the contest. Zip zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Raylan McNeil checks in. Corinne Hayes also checking in for the Blue Devils. And she will replace Delilah Franson. Chiawana with 4 Zip zone Conoco substitutions a moment ago. Pass on the far side is deflected out of bounds by Chiawana. The Blue Devils will retain. 1:32 left in the second quarter. 40-8 in favor of Chiawana. McNeil with a basketball. McNeil near side, going to be called for a travel as she looked to get a shot up near side over Foster. Before she did, she is called for the walk. Kaylee Maldonado out of the backcourt on the dribble. Near side to Foster. Foster gets it up top to Saldana. Far side, Maldonado. Top of the key, Wolf now on the near side. Chiawana in possession. A pass out run stolen by Billingsley. Lucy to the other end. And Lucy, left-handed lane, is blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds by Kaylee Maldonado. 1:01 left before halftime. 40-8 in favor of Chiawana. Ball bounced into Hayes, corner to Billingsley. Billingsley will drive, and her shot far side is blocked, but a foul is going to be called on Chiawana. And it's called on Wolf. Lucy Billingsley to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first upcoming. It is good. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Julissa Martinez-Bylon in for the Blue Devils for Shayla Creason. 40-9 in favor of Chiawana. 57 4/10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. And Lucy Billingsley connects on the second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. She has 4 points in the game. 4 for 4 from the free throw line is Lucy Billingsley. It's now 40-10 in favor of Chiawana. Here's a shot in the lane put up, an air ball on the part of Kaylee Maldonado, and we're going to have a rebounding foul called on Chiawana. It is the third personal on Wolf. The fourth in the quarter on the Riverhawks. Here comes Julissa Martinez-Bylon on the dribble for the Blue Devils. Far side, McNeil. Ball knocked away. She recovers it at the midcourt area. Bounce it on the far side, Billingsley. Back inside for McNeil, and she has the ball taken away by Kaylee Maldonado. Far side, Foster. Foster is bumped and fouled by Hand. Lainey Hand with that foul. Not in the act of shooting. Chiawana will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Wolf gets it up top. To Jackson. Jackson in the lane. Shot put up and good by Foster. 42-10 in favor of Chiawana. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Far side here is McNeil. McNeil into the lane. Stops. And she's going to be called for a double dribble. And the ball back to Chiawana. Wolf will inbound in the backcourt. She'll roll it in the backcourt to Kaylee Maldonado. Maldonado crosses the midcourt line. Going to drive into the lane, throw up a runner off the glass and off the iron, but she is fouled just before the second quarter buzzer sounds. I believe it's on Lucy Billingsley, and it is. And Maldonado will shoot two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Kaylee Maldonado's first free throw is good. In the last meeting between the two teams, she had 27 points on 10 field goals. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good, and mercifully, we're at the halftime. The scoreboard shows Chiawana 44, Wahai 10, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through. Whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent, financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson are committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management is ready to help. Visit them at 102 West Main Street. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company. Member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Walla Walla High School cheerleaders and cheerleaders of the future performing here at halftime. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks here at the halftime break 44-10. Our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser. Land title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our land title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics. They're presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. First half scoring for Chiawana, Kaylee Maldonado with 11, Salgado with 2, Thompson with 5, Clyde with 6, Bailey Maldonado with 11, Foster with 2, Medelez with 6, and Saldana with 1. Chiawana with 18 first half field goals, 4 from 3-point range. Chiawana 4 of 6 from the free throw line. And Chiawana in half number 1 was called for 6 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kayla Creason with 4 points, Lucy Billingsley with 4 points, and Corinne Hayes with 2. The Blue Devils, 3 field goals in the first half. They did not strike from Bruce Reed territory. Blue Devils 4-for-4 from the free throw line, and the Blue Devils were called for 5 personal fouls. So our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. Halftime score, Chiawana 44, Wahai 10. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The last meeting between the Wahai girls and Chiawana in mid-December at the Chiawana High School Gymnasium in Pasco to open the Mid-Columbia Conference play. Chiawana won that game by 34 points, 72-38. Here at halftime of this game to commence the second round of MCC play, Chiawana leads at halftime by 34 points. Chiawana 44, Wahai 10 is our halftime score. Now continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report by reminding you once again the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction is scheduled for March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock, and we very much look forward to seeing that event coming to fruition at the end of March, the last Saturday in March. Tickets are still available, individual tickets for $50. And if I'm not mistaken, table sponsorships are available as well. You can get more information by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. And this reminder, there's a boys basketball youth clinic coming up on Monday, January 26th from 6:30 to 7:30 here in the Wahai Gym. It will be open to all youngsters grades 4 through 8. That should be a fun event, should it not? Another youth camp to tell you about. You're encouraged to join the girls' basketball team for a youth camp coming up. It's open to those in grades 5 through 8. It will be held January the 24th in the morning from 10 until 11 at Pioneer Middle School. An opportunity for the youngsters to get to know the players, to practice their skills, and have some fun. Sounds good to me. That's going to do it for our halftime report. It was presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. In our halftime score, Chiawana 44, the Wahai Girls 10. We'll have second half action for you from the Wahai Gym after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. We begin the second half of play. Chiawana in possession of the basketball, and Chiawana scoring the first basket of half number two. A backdoor play executed beautifully. Maldonado to Maldonado. Bailey with the field goal, and Chiawana leads 46-10. And a Blue Devil turnover. Ball taken by Chiawana, taken by Medelez. Medelez pass on the near side to Thompson. Thompson against Creason, and the ball deflected away and stolen, nearly stolen by Delilah Franzen, but reclaimed by Medelez of Chiawana. Far side here is Maldonado for three. It's in and out, no good. A heartbreak for Kaylee, and the offensive rebound taken by Thompson of Chiawana. Now in possession is Bailey Maldonado. She'll dribble to the far side, bounce it up top. Here is Medelez with a pass inside, knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and Chiawana will retain. Gianna Medelez with a pass knocked away and out of bounds. And Chiawana inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball inside, and the lay-in put up and good by Maldonado. If it wasn't the opposition, that could easily be our Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. But it was the opposition that scored it. But the way things are going tonight, maybe that should be our Fresh Nature Foods play of the game. High post, Franzen shot on the way in and out, a heart rate for Delilah, and the rebound off to Chiawana. Riverhawks leading 48-10. Far side, here's a shot put up. It's off the rim, no good for Gianna Medelez. And the Blue Devils come away with the basketball. Lucy Billingsley into the front court, drives all the way, and she is going to be grabbed and fouled. Grabbed and fouled in the lane by Thompson of Chiawana. And the Blue Devils will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lucy Billingsley to inbound the basketball. Gets it in for Corinne Hayes, who scores! Corinne Hayes frees herself for the deuce, and that is your Fresh Nature Foods Out of Bounds play of the game. 48-12 Chiawana, 6:08 and counting left in the third quarter. Maldonado far side, a pass inside for Kaylee Maldonado. It's knocked away and taken by Delilah Franzen. Chiawana turns the basketball over. Blue Devils in possession. Near side, it's Corinne Hayes between the rings to Billingsley. Lucy far side to Franklin. Bounce it inside. Left-handed shot put up and good by Corinne Hayes. Couple of good offensive sequences for the Blue Devils, and it's now 48-14 in favor of Chiawana. 5:36 and counting left in the third quarter. Maldonado with a basketball, loops it inside. Teammate is there, and Clyde puts the ball up and in. 50-14 in favor of Chiawana. Lucy Billingsley on the dribble. Chiawana, lady-to-lady defense. Near side, Creason. One dribble by Shayla. Bounce it to Lila Franzen. Franzen driving near side. Kicks it on the far side to Franklin. A three on the way. Going to be short. Rebound deflected and taken by Kaylee Maldonado of Chiawana. Pass inside. Stolen neatly by Molly Franklin. An errant pass by Bailey Maldonado. Franklin terminates her dribble. Gets it in the front court to Lucy Billingsley. Billingsley. High post far side. Between the rings to Corinne Hayes. Now to Lucy Billingsley. Inside for Corinne Hayes. She can't handle the pass. The ball taken by Chiawana. Maldonado to Maldonado for a transition lay-in. That one scored by Kaylee Maldonado. And we have a timeout called with 4:33 left in the third quarter. It is called by Chiawana. Riverhawks 52, Blue Devils 14, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner, and with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The timeout period is over. Welcome back to the Wawhide Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. 52-14, the Chiawana Riverhawks leading the Wawhide Blue Devil girls. And here's Delilah Franzen with a pass inside for Corinne Hayes. She can't score, but she is fouled. She is fouled on the play by Bailey Maldonado. It's her first and the team's second of the quarter. And Corinne Hayes to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Nice entry pass just moments ago by Delilah Franzen, setting up that scoring opportunity as Corinne Hayes connects on the first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Corinne with 7 in the game, 5 in the quarter. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw at 4:18 left in the third. Also good for Corinne Hayes. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Laney Hand in for the Blue Devils. And she will replace whom? She'll replace Delilah Franzen. 52-16 in favor of Chiawana. Both teams with timeouts aplenty. Both teams with Zip zone Conoco substitutions during the last timeout period. Foster far side with a basketball against Molly Franklin. Hands it off to Bailey Maldonado. Pass on the near side. Deflected. Taken by Micaiah Lawyer. Lawyer on the far side to Hand. Off to Corinne Hayes. A long three straight away by Corinne. Is off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Kaylee Maldonado of Chiawana. Maldonado going to take it near side. Throw it up off the glass. And good as she penetrates near side. 15 in the game for Kaylee Maldonado, and it's 54-16, Chiawana. Lawyer, far side to Franklin. Free throw line extended, her pass deflected. She recovers it in deep on the left-hand side. Now on the wing to Corinne Hayes. She'll drive into the lane. Corinne lost the basketball. It's off to Maldonado of Chiawana. She'll loop it into the front court for Foster, an errant pass, but it was off the hand of Molly Franklin and out of bounds, and the ball back to Chiawana. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 3:21 left in the third quarter. Chiawana 54 and Wawhide 16. Three Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana. One for the Blue Devils. Maddie Olivares into the ball game. She replaces Corinne Hayes. Chiawana inbounding on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. On the near side to Wright Jackson. He has it near side, does Wright Jackson. She'll drive near side and lay the ball up and in. Wright Jackson was right there and right on. And we have a 40-point spread, 56-16 in favor of Chiawana. Here's a drive by Lawyer down the middle, and she is going to be fouled. And the foul is on Wright Jackson. Micaiah Lawyer to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. Yes, the Blue Devils play in another game tonight without the services of Bridget Boyd. The hope is that she will be back with the team and in uniform at the end of January. First free throw missed. Zipzone Conoco substitution, Raylan McNeil in for the Blue Devils for Lucy Billingsley. The second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt by Lawyer is up and good. Mack in the scoring column. And we have a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 2:58 left in the third quarter. 56-17 at Chiawana, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
A scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Elia coming to you from our Coleman Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls trailing the Chiawana Riverhawks 56-17. 2 minutes and 58 seconds left in the third quarter. Chiawana possesses. Wolf into the front court. Shayla Creason, a Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils during the last timeout period. Here's a three near side put up and missed by Foster. A fight for the rebound. Bodies on the floor. Two for each team. A held ball is called. And the alternating possession, the possession arrow, favors the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going with McNeil, Lawyer, Creason, Olivares, and Hand. Lawyer with a basketball. Bounce it high post to Olivares. Couple of dribbles to the top of the key. Lost the ball near side. Recovered near side by Creason. High post to Hand. Hand near side. Makes a nice crossover move. Cannot score. And the rebound off to Chiawana. But a nice move by Laney Hand. But the shot simply would not fall. Chiawana out of control in transition. Turns the basketball over. Here is Creason near side. Stops on the wing. She'll bounce it in the lane for McNeil, cutting the goal. Her shot blocked by Salgado. Salgado into the front court for Chiawana. Hits it up top. Here is Foster with a three straight away. It's in and out, no good. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. In deep on the far side. Shot put up and no good for Wolf. Another put back in the lane. This one is good by Foster. 58-17 Chiawana. 90 seconds remaining in the third quarter. High post, Olivares. Backdoor pass, knocked away by Foster and taken by Chiawana, taken by Salgado. Salgado into the front court, pass inside, wide open, lane put up and good by Wolf. 60-17 in favor of Chiawana. 108 and counting left in the third quarter. Lawyer high post to Hand. Hand is double teamed, has the ball knocked away, it's stolen by Wolf. Gets it in the front court to Wright Jackson. She will lay the ball up and in, and she is fouled by Laney Hand. That is the first foul in the third quarter on the Blue Devils. It's called on Laney Hand. Wright Jackson looking to complete a three-point play. The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. 63-17 Chiawana. 40 seconds and counting left in the third quarter. Far side McNeil. Free throw line extended. One dribble between the rings to Creason. Shayla far side to McNeil. Bounce it in for Hand. Hand in deep on the left-hand side. Puts one up, misses it, and the rebound comes off to Wolf. Wolf will get it in the front court near side to Salgado in the lane for a cutting Foster. For the lay-in. 63. Making 65-17 in favor of Chiawana. And gets it up top. Lawyer, a three straight away by Mack is good. Bruce Reed, three for Makaya Lawyer. That means $10 more. The Big Blue Boosters, compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. That will do it for the third quarter. After three periods of play, Chiawana 65, Wahai 20. And we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to the Wahai Gym. Roy Eli, I come to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Chiawana Riverhawks leading the Wahai Blue Devils 65-20 in the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday night, Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. Here is a jumper from the free throw line by Medelez. That is up and good. Gianna Medelez with the field goal. And Chiawana leads 67-20. High post Hayes. Bounce pass inside. Land put up and good by Delilah Franzen. And she is fouled. A beautiful pass. A beautiful bounce pass from the high post by Corinne Hayes. She hits a cutting Delilah Franzen for the deuce. And the foul called on Chiawana. It's the second personal on Clyde. Delilah Franzen at the stripe. The Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is good. Delilah Franzen, scoreless through three quarters, completes a three-point play, and it's 67-23 in favor of Chiawana. Near side, here's Thompson for three. It's off the back of the rim. High for the rebound is Hayes. Ball deflected, taken by Billingsley of the Blue Devils. And yes, there were several Zip Zone Conoco substitutions during that break between quarters. Hayes a long three out front. It's around and off, no good. And the rebound off to Thompson of Chiawana. Thompson front court. Creason trailing. Ball in the near corner. Here's Maldonado for three. It's off the rim, no good for Kaylee. Rebound off to Shayla Creason. Now to Corinne Hayes. Near side to Franzen. Franzen on the wing. Inside for Hayes, who lays the ball up and in. Holy Toledo! Corinne Hayes slashing down the middle of the lane for two. 65-25, Chiawana, 6:05 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Thompson at the high post, crossover move, puts the ball up and in off the west with the left hand. Thompson with a fine move, crossing to her left. Here is Hayes driving near side, and she will score again. Corinne Hayes with a dozen. And a 30-second timeout called by Chiawana. 5:35 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Chiawana 69. The Wahai Blue Devils 27. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company.
Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back at the Wahigh Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location at courtside. And out of the timeout period, a left-handed lay-in put up and good by Makia Saldana. Saldana with the field goal, and Chiawana leads 71-27. Near side, McNeil with a basketball for the Blue Devils. Top of the key to Lawyer. Bounce pass inside for McNeil. It's knocked away by Chiawana and taken by the Riverhawks. And here's a errant pass in the front court taken by Lawyer. Lawyer down the far side. She'll lay it up with a left hand. It's off the rim a couple of times. No good after kissing the glass. And the rebound off to Wolf of Chiawana. Pass to the near side. With the basketball is Saldana. Saldana has the ball knocked away near the midcourt area, but she is fouled by Makia Lawyer. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update with 4:04 and counting left of the fourth quarter. Chiawana 71, Wahigh 27. Salgado with a basketball, far side. It goes to Foster. Foster to the high post. Ball up top. Now it's on the near side. Here is Wright Jackson for three. An air ball. Offensive rebound taken by Chiawana. With the basketball inside is Foster, and she is tied up by Lawyer. And the alternating possession favors the Blue Devils. Chiawana turns it over. Blue Devils going with Olivares, Hand, McNeil, Lawyer, and Martinez-Bailon. To go inside of 3.5 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. 71-27, Chiawana. Olivares, top of the key. Still in possession. Now it's on the far side for a three that is up and good by Lawyer. Hesitated for a moment. View obstructed by an official near side. And it's 71-30, Chiawana. A Bruce Reed three for the Blue Devils. Means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And here's Wolf responding with a two-point goal from the near baseline. And Chiawana leads 73-30. 2:40 and counting left in the fourth quarter. McNeil far side with a basketball. Bounce pass inside taken by Wolf of Chiawana. Pass to the near side is knocked away. Out of bounds by McNeil. And the ball will stay with Chiawana. Scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Chiawana in possession of the basketball. Foster between the rings. Far side it goes to Saldana. Saldana up top, here's Wolf. Thought about a three. Drives by McNeil, goes into the lane, throws up a runner and missed it badly. The rebound off to Hand. Now it's Lawyer. Lawyer into the front court for the Blue Devils. Puts it up top, Martinez-Bailon. She'll dribble to the near side. Looks to sandwich her way, negotiate her way between two Riverhawks and does, and she is fouled. Nice job on her part, drawing a foul from Salgado. Got between Salgado and Wolf, did Jalissa Martinez-Bailon, and she steps to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. First one is off no good. Three zip zone Conoco substitutions for Chiawana. Jalen Medelez is in. Aureli Tiarina is in. And Reagan Allen is in. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Martinez-Bailon is perfect. She splits the pair, and it's 73-31 in favor of Chiawana. Three out front, put up and missed off the back of the rim for Tiarina. And McNeil with the basketball off to Makia Lawyer. Lawyer, top of the key, stops. Three on the way, off the back of the rim. And the rebound off to Chiawana, taken by Allen. Out of the backcourt is Medelez on the dribble. Gets it inside. Driving lay-in, put up and missed. A heartbreak for Tiarina. Offensive rebound for Chiawana, taken by Allen. And Allen is fouled in the low post. That foul is called on McNeil. Clock stops with exactly 1 minute left in the fourth quarter. Allen to the stripe for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first line drive shot up and good. Chiawana now 6 for 8 from the free throw line in the ball game. The Blue Devils 9 for 11. Second free throw is off the front of the rim and the rebound off to Hand. Far side to Lawyer. Lawyer into the lane, going to take it all the way, and she will be fouled on a strong drive. Nice job by Micaiah Lawyer. And that foul is called on Jalen Medeles. Micaiah Lawyer to the stripe with 42 and 8-10 seconds remaining in the final period. First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Lawyer is good. Micaiah with 8 points in the contest. Second attempt presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind is off the mark, and the rebound off to Chiawana. That rebound taken by T. Arena. Chiawana in possession as we go down to 30 plus seconds left in the game. 32 seconds and change, and a foul is called. Saldana driving far side, lays the ball up and in, and she is fouled. She is fouled, I should say, by McNeil. That'll stop the clock with 21 and 7-10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Free throw put up and no good. Rebound comes off to T. Arena. And Chiawana going to pull the basketball out for the final 15 seconds of this ball game. Down to 10 seconds. And Coach Clark telling his team not to foul, as we're now at 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second, and the ball game is over. Final score, Chiawana 76, Wahai 32. And we'll be back with our Chevelle Construction postgame show after a 3-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro can help you create personalized strategies to reach your financial goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated tonight by the undefeated at Chiawana Riverhawks, a final score of 76-32. Our post-game show is presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We're going to begin with final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Final scoring in the game for Chiawana, Wright Jackson with 5, Kaylee Maldonado with 15, Mia Salgado with 2, Thompson with 7, Clyde with 8, Bailey Maldonado with 15, Foster with 6, Allen with 1, Gianna Medalez with 8, Makia Saldana with 5, and Wolf with 4. Chiawana with 33 field goals in the ball game, 4 from long range. Chiawana 60% from the free throw line at 6 out of 10. Chiawana was called for a dozen personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Shayla Creason with 4, Makia Lawyer with 8, Lucy Billingsley 4, Delilah Franzen at 3, Corinne Hayes with a team high at 12. The Blue Devils 10 field goals in the game, 2 Bruce Reed threes, meaning $20 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils 77% from the free throw line, 10 of 13, and the Blue Devils were called for 9 personal fouls. Final statistics again presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. Once again, Chiawana defeats Wahai in the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader. The Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated by Chiawana, a final score of 76-32. We are going to continue our Chevelle Construction postgame show on the girls' side after a 3-minute timeout. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Why do so many people listen to KGDC and KGDC2? Could it be our market exclusives on the top two names in conservative news? KGDC 92.9 FM has 10 minutes of Fox News each and every hour. And KGDC2 102.3 FM is the exclusive home of townhall.com radio news. Plus, our stations have market exclusives on powerful features such as Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, and more. 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, the best radio in Walla Walla.
Flying for the holidays? Support your local airport and fly Walla Walla. Forget the long drive, the hassle of parking fees, or the long security lines of larger city airports. The Walla Walla Regional Airport is just a short drive from your home, provides you free long-term parking, and friendly faces to help you breeze through check-in and security. We make it easy to travel to your next destination. Book your tickets today on alaskaair.com and fly local. Fly Walla Walla, where your parking is always free.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at the Wahai Gym, Roy Elia coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside. The Wahai Blue Devil girls defeated in the first half of our Blue Devil basketball doubleheader on this Friday night. The undefeated Chiawana Riverhawks defeat the Wahai Blue Devil girls by a final score of 76-32. We now continue our Chevelle Construction post-game show on the girls' side. The recognition of our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game. Corinne Hayes, the leading scorer for the Blue Devils in tonight's game. She had 10 of her team-high 12 points in the second half. Also want to give some love to Makaya Lawyer, who hit a couple of Bruce Reed threes in the contest. Makaya scoring all of her points in the second half, four in the third quarter, and four more in the final period of this contest. And again, that means $20 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones for their efforts tonight. Corinne Hayes, Makaya Lawyer, are Eric Kimball, CPA co-players of the game. That's going to do it for our post-game show on the girls' side, presented by our good friend Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. Again, the Chiawana Riverhawks defeat the Wahai Blue Devil girls. Final score, Chiawana 76, Wahai 32. We will begin our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side in just a few moments. Of course, we're going to have a player profile interview. Also a coach's corner chat with Wahai boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler. Starting lineups and more. Just a few moments when we commence our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show on the boys' side. Again, the Wahai Blue Devil girls go down to defeat. Undefeated Chiawana defeats Wahai tonight in the girls' contest by a final score of 76-32. Our boys' pregame show will begin after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's Pappy's Pizza and Pasta.com.